I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. And welcome to another episode of Righteous Interruption. I hope that you've been enjoying our previous episodes. And today for episode 6, we have Don't Be Interested. So if you haven't already noticed, what I like to do is I like to turn things on its head and start thinking about things from a different perspective, because I really believe that's what's required of us in this life for us to progress. So we see the world, we see things as they are or as we know them to be, but is that in alignment with truth? And so a lot of times we have to interrupt our preconceived notions of things or our habitual way of doing things with truth, and to allow that truth to come from, hopefully, I would say, a righteous perspective, so that the result of our processing becomes that we progress and not regress. So there's a lot of good interruptions in life and a lot of bad interruptions in life. And I think that what we use to process that interruption or that crisis is what determines the outcome of that. So thinking about the last episode that I did, which was entitled Sin Deserves Respect, I said I thought I needed to really delve into that a little bit more. And I found a perfect devotion by Oswald Chambers. So as you know, if you've been listening, I use those devotions as anchors for every one of these podcast episodes and the subject matter that I would like to discuss with you. So I said, I need to find one that's a great follow-up. And sure enough, I did. So the title of this episode is Don't Be Interested. Interesting. The devotion that we're going to use today from Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, is entitled Identified or Simply Interested. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. The inescapable spiritual need each of us has is the need to sign the death certificate of our sin nature. I must take my emotional opinions and intellectual beliefs and be willing to turn them into a moral verdict against the nature of sin. That is, against any claim I have to my right to myself. And Paul says it like this, I have been crucified with Christ. He did not say, I have made a determination to imitate Jesus Christ, or I will really make an effort to follow him. But he said, I have been identified with him in his death. Once I reach this moral decision and act on it, all that Christ accomplished for me on the cross is accomplished in me. My unrestrained commitment of myself to God gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to grant me the holiness of Jesus Christ. I'm going to repeat that one more time because that is the crux, I believe, of this devotion. My unrestrained commitment of myself to God gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to grant to me the holiness of Jesus Christ. It is no longer I who live, which is what Paul also says, but Christ who lives in me. My individuality remains, but my primary motivation for living and the nature that rules me are radically changed. I have the same human body, but the old satanic right to myself is what has been destroyed. Another quote from Paul, and the life which I now live in the flesh, not the life which I long to live or even pray that I live, but the life I now live in my mortal flesh, which is the life which others can see, Paul says, I live by faith in the Son of God. This faith, according to Oswald Chambers, was not Paul's own faith in Jesus Christ, but the faith the Son of God has given to him. And if you all want to look, you can see Ephesians 2 through 8 that explains that a little more deeply. So essentially, it is no longer a faith in faith, but a faith that transcends all imaginable limits, a faith that comes only from the Son of God. So when I was looking at this and reading over this, I said, you know, how can I present this in a way that is sort of a righteous interruption in the way that we normally think, so that it's just not words being said. And then I came up, I said, you know what? Exactly what it's saying is don't be interested. Being interested in the Lord is a waste of time. And the reason why I say that is because if you stop at just being interested, then you're not going to go and search him. You're not going to submit to his authority in your life. You're not going to go that extra step, which is what Paul was talking about, and actually be identified with Christ. And then if you don't do that, then being interested is simply a waste of your time. Because being interested is not what's going to produce in you the power of the Holy Spirit, which Christ is giving you the opportunity to manifest in yourself. So at the end of the day, Oswald Chambers is exactly right. We have to give God the opportunity to allow for the Holy Spirit to be ignited in us so that we can also, you know, just experience Christ in and through our very being, to where we're not just walking around in flesh. We're walking around having the Holy Spirit inside of us and our bodies being that vessel, and understanding full well that that is essentially what Christ calls us to do, and essentially what God calls us to be identified as, which is vessels for the Holy Spirit, Christ himself in us. So I would just contend to say that it's better to not try than to participate without trying. Wasted time, to me, there's nothing more regrettable on this planet. Time is so precious, and God gives us enough of it. He gives us the exact amount that he knows that we need. And for any of you here today that are listening, if you've been convicted, even a little pinprick of a conviction about the fact that you've not been using your time wisely, grace abounds, and there's no regrets. Because there's nothing that God cannot do with the experiences that you have had in your life and turning them around into all of a sudden using your time extremely wisely. And he will not let you think that that has been a waste. He will turn all of your prior experiences into something that now pours into the useful use of your time now. And for me in this devotion, what I get out of it is commitment. So we are being asked to commit with a decision to be identified with Christ and spend our time cultivating that identity. In my life, most of the years of my life, I have lived on the other side, the side of being lost, the side of not identifying with Christ. And I won't say that I regret that. When I look back on it, I don't regret it. I just now wish that I had more time. I wish that I knew then what I know now, you know, that cliche statement, but I really do. I say to myself, what could I have done in my 20s if I had identified with Christ then like I do now? But I also know that God is gracious, he is all powerful, he is sovereign, and there is nothing that I'm going to miss out on having come to him later in life. And I love that he gives it to me anyway, and he will give it to you anyway, despite the time that you had been lost from him. And to me, it's when you identify with him and you actually understand that you're a vessel carrying him and carrying his Spirit wherever you go, and that he wants to help you in every facet of your life and to change your perspective on how you see things. That to me is faith amplified, because it's truly been personified in the person of Christ. But more than that, it's him in us and in our very being. So it's not that we're interested in learning about Christ. And that's great. I'm so glad when people are interested in learning about Christ. But it's, I'm so interested to the point that I know that I must be identified with him. He's too amazing of a person. He's too amazing and majestic of a deity for us to just be interested. And we have to really question, why are we just interested? What is holding us back from being truly identified with him? Are we afraid that we're going to miss the life that we used to live? Are we afraid that all of a sudden we're going to be accountable to something greater than ourselves? Are we afraid of maybe relearning a lot of things in our life? all of those things were true for me. But now that I have lived through Christ and Him and me for all of these years, I can honestly say that being identified is the best thing that I ever did. And I believe that any believer would echo that conviction. You will lose nothing and you will gain everything. You won't gain the whole world because that's not what he wants you to do. What you will gain is you will gain power over yourself, the power of perspective, the ability to rise and live above the world and its circumstances, because all of a sudden it's Him living through you and He becomes and permeates your identity. And since He is the God of all peace, that identity is going to carry you forward in peace. It's going to carry you forward in joy. All of the fruits of the Spirit are now going to be in your hands and ready to use. And that's why I say in this podcast, don't be interested. Don't simply be interested. Ask God to make you be more than interested. Ask Him to speak to your heart and to your spirit, something that you will see, something that you will hear, maybe this podcast, that will spark in you the desire to be identified, to where you take your interest and you turn it into action. You take your interest and you turn it into testing of the Lord's word, so that then you can see that He is good and He is truthful. Thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can catch up with any podcast that you might have missed on righteousinterruption.com. Also, I have just created an email. If you all would like to email me, please do. If you've got ideas for shows, I will be here soon, hopefully, inviting people to come on to the program to be interviewed about their own righteous interruptions that they have gone through in their life and stories and testimonies that they would like to share. And that email is real simple. It is righteousinterruption@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Martine, on today's episode. And I look forward to joining you on the next one.